So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Oisin Michael Agagul Marpeses Maise Hedyet Avloi Maise Uman. It's permitted to build a railing for a roof or a balcony on Chol HaMoed in a layman's way, but not professionally. Shofenes Hastokin Umagil Noisin Umagila Biyad Buregel Avloi B'machaltzayim. It's permitted to smear plaster over cracks in an oven, pressing by hand or by foot, and the way one flattens them with a roller, but not with a designated pressing block. Hatzir V'Hatzinor V'Hakoyer V'Hamino V'Hamafteach Shenishperu. If a hinge, socket, beam, lintel, lock, or key broke, it's permitted to fix them on Chol HaMoed, but not if it could have been done before Yom Tov and he deliberately put it off until Chol HaMoed when we'll have more time. The Gemara asks, Ad Yoma Vayapatish Makib Yerushalayim, Yochanan Kohen Gadol forbade using tools on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara suggests three answers. One, Hab Magli Hab Chatzini. Saws which do not make noise are permitted, while axes which do make noise are forbidden. 2. Kan koidim gzeira, kan la'achar gzeira. The Mishnah refers to the time before this decree was established. 3. Harab Yehuda, Harab Yoisi. This is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yoisi. The Mishnah concludes, V'chol kevashin shehu yochel lechol mehen b'mayid, koivshon. It's permitted to pickle any foods that can be eaten on Yom Tov. The Gemara gives an exception when it may be pickled even for after Yom Tov. Kegoin de meikara adaita da'achila isinu, if one has food that was intended for Yom Tov, and if it's not preserved, the leftovers will spoil, it's permitted to pickle them on Chol HaMoed to prevent a loss. Hadron Aloch Mashkin Beis Hashlochin. We have Baruch Hashem completed the first perek Mashkin Beis Hashlochin, and will now begin the second perek, perek Misha Hofach Be'ezros Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Misha Hofach Hazesa Ve'iru Ovel Oy Oynis. If someone turned over olives in preparation for pressing, and then he became an oval and he cannot do malacha, or he did this right before Yom Tov, and then something unavoidable prevented him from finishing before Yom Tov, or if workers promised to come and then failed to show up, he may load the beam onto the olives the first time to avoid major loss, but then he must wait to finish the process until after Yom Tov. However, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Zoylu v'goymer v'gov k'darkoi, he can finish pressing them and seal the vat as usual. The Gemara cites machlokes whether dvarim hamutarim b'moyed asurim b'mei evloi. When this happens to an ovel, he's not even allowed to load the beam one time, or shari. Umasnisan afilu b'moyed isim alach madayraisav makum seidu shari rabbanon. This is permitted even for an ovel, but the Mishnah mentions it only regarding Chol HaMoed because it wants to stress that even on Chol HaMoed, when malacha is forbidden min ha-Torah, the first beam is permitted. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding the prohibition of malacha for an oval. Elu dvarim ha'oisin la'oval b'mei evloi. The following may be done for an oval. Zesef hafuchen toyanin loy. If his olives are turned, we load the beam for the first time for him, but he himself may not do it. The brisa then lists other malachas we do for him. And Rabbi Yehuda adds, Rabbi Yehuda oimer af zayrin loy sada nir. We can even plant his plowed field for him. However, the chachamim hold im loy tizra b'bechir tizra ba'ofel. He can plant it afterwards for the late season, so it's not a significant loss. Rav Shimon Gamliel rules, Ein sham uman elohu hareze yasa betzina. If there's no qualified worker other than himself, he may perform these malachas himself, but privately. Furthermore, m'hayu uman l'rabim hareze yasa. If he's the only available skilled worker, he can perform these tasks for the public, even publicly. The Braisa continues, Harisin v'achkirin v'akablonin harei elu yasu acherin v'shvilon. When a shearcropper is an oval, others shall perform his tasks for him. However, achamarin, hagmolin, vasfonin, harei elu lo yasu. V'mohayu muchkaron ha'miskaron etzel acherim, harei elu yasu. Those who lease out animals or boats may continue to perform their tasks only if they were already rented out from before. However, schir yoim, afilu bi'ir acheres lo yase. A hired worker cannot work even in another city.